Let's Talk Sport with Brent Costello from WinTV. Hello, mate.
Hey, Darren, how are you?
All right. How was the weather there yesterday down in Hobart?
Yeah, fine. Wasn't too bad.
We got smashed yesterday.
Yeah, I did see that. It's no good, but no, it was okay down here.
All right. Now, let's start with the cricket. So, Tassie bowled out for 147 first inning Sheffield Shield yesterday against Queensland.
Yeah, not ideal, was it? Off the back of a couple of ripping one-day wins last week where we got a bonus point in each game, we just didn't fall with a bat yesterday, so it was disappointing. 147, a pretty low total in Sheffield Shield cricket. Obviously, Tim Payne's return game as well. He managed just six with a bat. Caleb Jewell, after his outstanding one-day form, got a duck. Ben McDermott also a duck. And here we just can get going. Our top scorer was actually Froggy Freeman, Jared Freeman, 44.
Whacked him, yeah.
So, disappointing. But and in reply, Queensland won for 72, so they're well on top in that game heading into day two.
Yeah, well, Queensland, I saw a bit of the highlights online, and Queensland certainly had the best of the conditions yesterday for bowling, so we're seaming around a bit. Looked pretty hard to bat. Anyway, we'll see how the Tigers go today in trying to bowl Queensland out for a reasonable total. Now, the women played yesterday as well in the WNCL.
Yeah, they did, and unfortunately we didn't get the job in that game either. But they got the win earlier in the week against the Vic, so they split that road trip 1-1. But, they were very good yesterday. Sophie Molyneux got 113 for Victoria, and unfortunately we just couldn't bring that total in that they got in the end, which was 281. It's a pretty big total for one-day cricket, particularly in a women's game, obviously. The wicket takers, we had three each to Sasha Maloney and Heather Graham. Had a couple to Sarah Coit as well. And our best with the bat from a Tigers perspective was Elise Filani, the birthday girl, with 73. So, yeah, we come home now with a one-on-one split, and then we turn our attention now to the WBBL, which isn't too far away.
Yeah. All right. T20 tonight, Australia versus West Indies. So we won the other night, but we only had one ball left.
Yes, no, exactly. We made to work for it, and well, pretty lucky too. They dropped a few catches, didn't they? Matthew Wade, geez, been in outstanding form, hasn't he? Matty Wade heading into the World Cup, which is really good to see. But the biggest talking point out of the game is probably the crowd down. There was no one there.
Gold Coast.
Promoted very well, wasn't it? Like, if you didn't love your cricket, you wouldn't have known it was on, probably.
Yeah, so they play again tonight, right?
Yes, I think it is tonight, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so up on the Gold Coast again, I'm pretty sure. Oh, they might move to the Gabba tonight. So they might get a few more people there. Gold Coast notorious for not supporting local sport. It's always been the case. I don't know why it is.
It's interesting. Yeah, there's been a few teams up there, haven't there, that have come and gone and fallen over, et cetera. So, yeah, you're right, there's some issue.
Mm. All right, let's move to Bathurst on Sunday. Now, historically significant Bathurst this year because it's the last time that the actual Holden badge will be flying around Mount Panorama because they move to the Camaros next season. So hard to catch Van Gisse, I'd reckon, this weekend.
Yeah, he's certainly starting to book his favourites, and he's turning up with Garth Kander, who did pretty well yesterday, I think. So. Look, that'll be really hard to mow down, I reckon. And you're right, it's pretty significant, isn't it? Pretty sad, too, that Holden's been such a prominent part of that race for such a long time, Peter Brock, et cetera. To think it's not going to be there anymore is really sad. But some wet weather expected up there, too. I think, Darren, I saw the street parade, and there was some wet weather around there. But I think it's supposed to dry out for the actual race itself on Sunday, so fingers crossed that happens. Otherwise, you might see a few thrills and spills.
Yeah, and don't write off Chaz Mostert too. All right, Jack Jumpers, they're in New Zealand.
Yeah, they are. So we've started the season with two losses, which is not ideal, and a really tricky run coming for the JJs too. So they're off, as you say, across the ditch tonight against a team that hasn't played a home game in 489 days. So they're going to be full of emotion tonight. That's going to be difficult to win, and they're back here at MyState Bank Arena on Sunday. So a whole lot of trouble to get back here. Then they've got the big task of taking on Aaron Baines, the Brisbane Bullets, who are one of the championship contenders. Then they're off to Adelaide next Thursday or Friday night, I think it is, against the 36ers, who beat the Phoenix Suns the other day.
I know, right?
And then they've got to go to Melbourne and take on United, who are one of the toughest teams in the competition as well. So a really tricky period for the JJs. They've just got to win a couple of games here, otherwise they're going to be right behind the eight ball if they don't.
Yeah. All right, A-League starting this weekend.
Yeah, it's snuck up on us as well, hasn't it? You wouldn't have known if you're reading the paper or too much, because it hasn't been promoted too heavily. But we've got some big games this weekend. Melbourne City and Western United kick things off. Of course, Western United won the premiership last year, so that's the first game of the season tonight at 7:45. So looking forward to that. Some other games over the weekend: Brisbane Roar and Macarthur, Central Coast Newcastle, Sydney FC and Melbourne Victory, and then a couple on Sunday as well: Wellington Phoenix and Adelaide United, and the Wanderers and Perth Glory. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes. As we say, Darren, the longest season in the history of sport, the A-League season. We'll talk about the conclusion probably in March or April next year.
Right, what's happening with the AFL bid?
Yeah, it's a significant day in some ways today, because the clubs had to have their feedback to the AFL by close of business today on the Tasmanian licence. And to be honest, I don't think it's coming down to a vote anymore. I think this is a done deal just about, and the AFL just want a unanimous decision from its club so they can come on the journey with them and not have any issues, I suppose. So how it moves from here after today is really interesting, though, because Gill's language to me felt like that he wants the rest of the funding for the stadium to come through before they announce the team. So whether that looks like an announcement where they say you've got a provisional licence contingent on the stadium happening, I'm not sure. But it sounds like Jeremy Rockliffe's away on a trade mission next week as well. So I don't think we'll have an official announcement still for another week or two, hopefully it's in another week or two and it doesn't drag out any longer than that, because I think everyone's getting a bit fatigued by it as well. They just want this thing done and dusted and announced so we can actually look forward to it.
Mm. All right, who's on the Water Boys tomorrow morning?
Yeah, it'll be a good show. I've actually got Cam Brown and Blair Brownless both out, so Molly Strano is going to be my guest co-host again, which will be...
She's fun.
She was... What's that, sorry?
She's fun.
She is great fun,
yeah.
And she was very good on debut a few months ago, so looking forward to having Molly back in with me tomorrow morning. And we're going to talk basketball with Clint Steinle, who's obviously not with the Jack Jumpers at the moment, being injured, but it'll be great to get his thoughts on the game tonight. Christina Mousy-Jacobs, one of our star pro boxers here in Tassie, got a really big fight in Brisbane next weekend, so we'll talk to her. We'll also talk Hockey One. The Tigers are away in Adelaide this weekend, so we'll talk to one of the female Tigers players, and plenty more too, Darren, so looking forward to a big show.
All right, Brent's Waterboys show tomorrow morning from 10, right after Martin's Saturday Sports Show. Thanks a lot, mate. Meantime, we'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 5:30.
Sounds good. Thanks, Darren.